As we mentioned, you had your first council estate meeting last week. Any big takeaways for you from that first meeting?
No, I mean, I think that we've got some strong leadership across the state of North Carolina. I'll point out the treasurer, for example, Brad Briner, is really taking on the challenge of working through some financial issues with the state health plan, and our office has agreed to help him do a full audit of that to assist his agency. I'd point out some of the work that Commissioner Luke Barley is doing. He's got a really strong team over in his office. And, he brought up the fact, for example, that initially we were scheduled for only six Council of State meetings for the year. And after that meeting, the governor has come back, and now we will have 12 meetings. In fact, we will have a March meeting. So that was good progress, I think. And from our perspective, we tore through the agenda because, as the state auditor, my position is that we're just not going to be a rubber stamp for things that go through the Council of State. And our job is to look at every detail, cross every T, dot every I, and make sure it's right. And I'll tell you, I was really disappointed in the lack of transparency with respect to things on the agenda. And I pointed that out, and hopefully moving forward, we'll have more clarity.
What does the audit of the state health plan and health care in our state look like for your office?
Well, what it looks like is going back and asking some questions, number one, about the economic forecasting. So a lot of the budget projections for the state health plan revolve around what those actuarial numbers look like from an economist standpoint of what our liabilities are going to be moving forward. And that will be our first test, is to test those actuarials. I mean, that's kind of nerdy and boring, Chris, but I mean, that's the real tedious work of the auditor's office. After that, we're going to look at what the economic forecasts are with respect to things like the increase in prescription drug prices, increase in facility fees that you would pay as part of a hospital visit, for example, and what those negotiated contracts with health providers look like across the state. So those would be some of the top line things that we'll take a look at.
Visiting with State Auditor Dave Bullock. Mr. Auditor, last time you were with us, we talked about some of the initiatives you wanted to undertake, and one of those was addressing issues with the DMV. Have you made any progress in that regard?
Well, Chris, I'm glad you asked about that, because yesterday I delivered my engagement. What the auditor's office typically does on a performance type audit, where it's something that is not, well, there's not a need to sort of show up, right? Where we can work with agencies to get full disclosure and transparency, we do what's called an engagement letter. So we hand delivered our engagement letter yesterday to the Division of Motor Vehicles. And I'll tell you, we've designed our audit in five stages. Instead of trying to eat the elephant in one bite, so to speak, we're going to engage the Division of Motor Vehicles across five areas, and part one will be spending and budget matters, because, quite frankly, everything flows from the money. So we're going to get a handle on every line item that the Division of Motor Vehicles spends, what they spend it on, and then from there, we're going to go right into license wait times, and, quite frankly, some of those line item spends will direct future audits for us to drill down on and ask real questions about the efficiency and effectiveness of the spend. So we started yesterday, Chris.
What about the response to the disaster of Hurricane Helene in Western North Carolina? You talked about wanting to do some work there with an audit. Where do you stand on progress with what's going on in Western North Carolina?
Yeah, good question, too. With Helene, we've decided in our office to sort of redefine the word audit. So what we're engaging in is not only the audit of funds, but the tracking of funds. We saw with the NCOR agency that was created to handle Florence and Matthew relief dollars, that we get a six-year sort of retrospective report from that agency where money was not spent as efficiently as maybe it could have been. So I've pledged to the legislature and the people of North Carolina that what we'll do with Helene dollars is track them. So we have a dashboard that we're going to launch this week. I've worked with the governor's office on real-time data. We're still working through some of the kinks on getting that data in real time, but we're going to give taxpayers and the people of North Carolina real-time numbers on Helene funding. That way we can take a look at it, and the legislature can bring our office to the oversight committee for regular reports.
How important is that, Mr. Auditor, to have the legislature and your office and the governor all on the same page as it relates to Helene funding and recovery?
Well, I mean, I certainly think it's in the best interest of North Carolina, and certainly in the best interest of getting things done in Western North Carolina. You know, our job is not to effectuate the recovery. Our job is to account for it and to make sure that the dollars that are spent on what they were designed to be spent on. I know that's a mouthful, but it's just plain accountability. And with NCORE, which we are also engaged in an audit of, we saw in front of the Legislative Oversight Committee that there just wasn't any accountability on the spending of several hundred million dollars. And so to me, and I think, well, I know from the legislature's point of view and from the governor's point of view and my conversations with Governor Stein, it's really important that we not repeat that mistake. I mean, let's learn from our mistakes and move forward with a new approach.
A lot of things going on in your office, Mr. Auditor. Has there been any transfer of oversight to the State Board of Elections yet for you?
No, no Board of Elections oversight yet. There's May 1st is mm-hmm. still our deadline, and that's we're internally working to sort of put where the rubber meets the road to work on the mechanics of how to bring that budgetary process into our office. But we haven't started on the Board of Elections yet. There's some litigation as well that's going on, and of course we're paying attention to that, and we'll get involved if necessary. But Board of Elections isn't started. One of the things we have done, Chris, is we've retooled our investigative unit. I've brought in a 20-plus year prosecutor to head up the investigations in the auditor's office. And we're starting to engage in some investigations across the state. So look for some news from the auditor's office on that front.